Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself.
I knew there was a need for a lifestyle change. I had seen the yo-yo dieting, and I knew that there was an approach from a lifestyle base that needed to be implemented into people's lives synergistically with exercise, food, supplements, and mindset.
This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast today. I have the founder, the head coach of the Willpower program, Will Armijo. And this guy, so when I was getting started in my health and weight loss journey about almost 2 years ago now, I somehow got access into one of his groups. And I don't know about you, but I'm always trying to get out of groups. People keep adding me into groups on Facebook, and I'm like, how can I get out? But someone, I even gave my ID number to gain access to listen to this guy because he was talking about nutrition and supplements and had this insight that I had never heard before. As soon as I got this podcast up, I knew this was someone I wanted to have on because he is a wealth of information and he is an expert talking about food, supplements, exercise, and mindset. Basically, how do we make this a lifestyle full of self-discovery where we can achieve our weight loss, our weight management goals, and really have a great life? So welcome, Will.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm definitely super excited to be on, share what I know. I have a lot of experience, so anything I can do to help you or your listeners, I promise to bring you guys some fire on this podcast.
I love that. Thank you, Will. And so today, very soon, we're going to go into your top four tips about how to make this a lifestyle. But before we do that, can you share with us how you even got to be the founder, head coach of Willpowered, looking as amazing as you do? Where did this journey get started?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that I kind of pride myself in is I've been there. When I was a kid, I grew up overweight as a kid. I had always wanted to lose the weight when I was young. So I started running, jump roping, drinking the warm chocolate protein shakes when I was 14, 15 years old. That kind of propelled me through high school. I played college baseball my whole life. So I always wanted to be the best. And I knew that nutrition was going to be a huge aspect of that. So after college baseball was done, what I ended up doing was getting into bodybuilding, because bodybuilding was one of those platforms where through food, you could get into the best shape of your life. And what I realized a lot of good and a lot of bad. And I was very, very educated in the process. And throughout that whole time, the bodybuilding really burnt me out. I was beat up. I did 7 shows in 2 years. And I realized that I wasn't doing the healthiest form of dieting. So short time after that, I actually started implementing some shakes into my diet. Threw myself into a challenge. For those of you who know or have been in Isagenix, I got into that type of community, started taking their products. After that, I ended up creating a company. Now, the only reason I created this company is because I knew there was a need. I knew there was a need for a lifestyle change. I had seen the yo-yo dieting. I had seen the chicken and broccoli dieting. I had seen the fat loss pills. I had seen the abs in 9 days. And I knew that there was an approach from a lifestyle base that needed to be implemented into people's lives synergistically with exercise, food, supplements, and mindset. So that is what I do now. That is my passion. We've developed multiple programs that serve people all over the world doing it. It's been a fast journey, but we don't plan on slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah, you seem to be running at full speed. And before we dive into some solutions, can you take us through, you said you weren't doing healthy dieting. Can you give us a bit of a window into what not healthy dieting means, what that even looks like?
Yeah, for sure. And this goes into a lot of body chemistry and food psychology. So what you'll tend to see, and I'll talk about this a little bit later, but what you'll tend to see in extreme strict dieting is a lack of variety. And a lot of, you know, your classic chicken and broccoli every single day, or your juice cleansing, or weird out of these box approaches that we are drawn into as humans because how they are marketed to us in our society. It's a quick fix. Unfortunately, that's what we want as a society, and that's what we're handed on a silver platter. So I kind of fell into that when I was in the, and I love bodybuilding. I'm not knocking bodybuilding at all. But what happens is people take a bodybuilder's diet and they try to use that for their real life. And it's not the same. They are two completely different lifestyles, and they get cross-blended because we see what the bodybuilders look like and what the fitness competitors look like. And we want to look like that. So we're willing to do these things for a short period of time, but they're never realistic. So a look into what my diet used to look like. I mean, egg whites and oatmeal every single morning, chicken and broccoli every single day, salmon and asparagus every single day, and hours of cardio and working out 7 days a week. It was a full-time job to look the way that I was looking, but that wasn't what I anticipated, because what I realized is you can't walk around like that and enjoy the social aspect of your life and the lifestyle you have outside of the gym. And that's where there's a gray area that needs to be addressed to the public.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. I know for me, that used to be something I would struggle with. I'd look on Instagram or on magazines and be like, how come I can't look like that? And then I would get on, just like you said, like these unhealthy diets, eating like those people ate, but it wasn't maintainable. It wasn't sustainable. And I would wonder why I was failing, why I couldn't do it. I had no idea that it wasn't realistic. Yeah. So you've made this change going from this place where it looked like that, doing tons of cardio, chicken and broccoli, to now it sounds like this more balanced whole lifestyle way where you still get to live in this great body. So let's talk a little bit about the four components that have really made up this lifestyle. So let's dive into the first one, which is food. Where should we get started when we start thinking about food and wanting to live in a body that like we love living in?
Yep. So what I won't do is I won't go into what all of you are reading and seeing in magazines. We all know what the healthy foods are. It's obvious.
Yeah.
Go into Whole Foods, go into a grocery store. All the foods on the outside, we've all heard it. All the produce, everything on the outside of the supermarket, that's where your healthy food lies. We all know, eat superfoods. We see them all over the place. We see things with adaptogens and this and that. We all know what the healthy stuff is. Here's my advice to everybody. Even eating the healthiest food in the world, I'm talking go to Whole Foods and spend $500 a week on the healthiest stuff they have. Here's what's going to tie you up, is a lack of variety. Ooh. If you eat the same food every single day, I don't care if you're going to McDonald's every day or if you're going to Whole Foods every day and eating the same exact food, your body will adapt and it will start to become resistant. There's a reason why everybody hits plateaus. And it's because the body will start to reject things. So the best advice from a lifestyle perspective, you already know what to eat. Anything that you eat bad is a choice that I don't need to address right here. That was your choice. Now, on the healthy side, variety keeps your gut sharp. Your gut health is everything. Your gut health is also directly related to your immune system. It's related to your mood and your energy. If you cannot digest and absorb the food, then it's essentially pointless, no matter where you're getting the food from. I don't care if it's bad food or good food. If your body cannot digest and absorb, what was it all for? So the only way that your digestive system can stay sharp to actually utilize all the healthy foods that you're eating is you have to have a good gut. And that comes with a variety of food. I'll give you an example. When I was in the bodybuilding world, I was eating chicken, rice, broccoli, oatmeal, egg whites every day. Later on, about a year or two later, I was still eating those foods and my body wasn't changing. I felt bloated. I felt bad. I felt tired. I said, doc, I went to my doc. I said, what's going on, man? Nobody eats better than me. I measure everything. I've never cheated on a diet in my life. What's going on? And what I found out, I had food sensitivities. And I had food sensitivities to chicken, oatmeal, white rice, and egg whites.
Everything you were eating.
Everything I was eating. And everything probably half of these listeners are eating too. Am I saying there's anything wrong with those foods? No. What I'm saying is you have to cycle your foods. I understand everything's about convenience. Lifestyle dieting is about convenience. And it's very easy for us to get in a habit of eating the same food every day because it becomes convenient. So here's what I recommend to you. If you're eating clean, if you're eating healthy, cycle those foods. Have an agenda of foods that you're going to eat in week one and then mix it up for week two. Constantly cycle those foods. If you're eating, let's say you're eating almond butter every day, then next week, go get cashew butter or go get some other type of nut butter or maybe get an organic peanut butter. But again, it doesn't matter how clean it is. If you've been eating the same thing for too long, your body will develop a resistance to it. So food variety will save you and it will help you break through those plateaus no matter what kind of diet you're on. So this universally applies to everybody.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. And one of the biggest questions I get is, how do I break through a plateau? I'm hardly eating anything already. My calories are already restricted. Why aren't I losing weight? Why am I stuck at this number? And this is, I think, such like a weight lifted off strategy to try. Just try eating some different food. Maybe leave the calories the same. You don't have to go down. Just see, maybe has your body been resistant? It's not digesting that food, because we're going to be what we digest. And if we can't digest, we're not going to have results. So this is an amazing strategy. And I'm so glad you said that.
Exactly. So even think about this, you know, I'll get people that say, because, you know, a common thing with food is a lot of people are under eating. We all know that. People right. are under eating. It's lowering the metabolism. Or you're overeating and you're just over consuming and it's causing weight gain. But what I will do is I will always play devil's advocate. And if somebody comes and says, look, well, I'm eating enough food, but nothing's happening. So then we go, okay, well, let's say you're a woman and you're eating 1500 calories a day, which is a pretty good amount. Let's say 1600 calories. Now let's say we break down what you've been eating. And let's say there's egg whites on there, there's chicken, or there's white rice that you've been eating every single day because it's convenient. Now, here's what I would argue. If your body has developed a resistance to any one of those foods, you might as well exclude them out of your total intake. So you really you've been consuming 1500 calories, but you haven't been absorbing 1,500 calories. You could be absorbing half. You could be absorbing 700 or 800 calories. So that's why you're at a plateau. Technically, you are under eating. You're under absorbing, technically, because if you don't have good gut health, all of the food means nothing. Doesn't matter how clean it is. And the variety is what keeps your gut health sharp. And if you think that your gut is disrupted, then you need to get on a really good pre or probiotic, or you need to get like some of that sauerkraut stuff and just eat that every day. It really does help. All those things that can help the gut biome will make a huge drastic difference. So that's the argument that I always have with people that say, well, I'm eating a lot of clean food. And it's like, if you don't have variety, you're not absorbing the same amount that you're eating. And that is usually a light bulb moment for a lot of people.
Well, I'm feeling like this is a light bulb moment for me right now. So thank you for that. And I'm sure if I am feeling this way, there is others feeling this way as well. So thank you so much for food. And I feel like, I know you could talk about this all day and I could listen. I'm like swooning about you talking about food right now. So I'm going to move on so that we can hear your good nuggets on all of the other amazing things. So the next thing, your next tip for making this a lifestyle was talking about supplements and how and when, why do you supplements? So fill us in about them.
So supplements are a very interesting topic of mine. I believe in a lot, there are a lot of very good supplements out there, and there's a lot of very bad supplements out there. And here's the thing that people need to know first and foremost is the supplement industry is not regulated. We can make supplement. I could go in my garage right now and make a pre-workout, and I could go sell it anywhere I want, Amazon, the nutrition store, and I can make millions and millions of dollars off of it, selling people on a dream with no regulation at all. So that's the first thing to be aware of. When it comes to supplements, you have to remember that supplements exactly are what they say they are. They're a supplementation to something that you are not receiving. First and foremost, everybody has to understand everything you are doing can be done 100% with food. Now, is that going to make your life convenient and easy? No, it's not. I'll be the first person to tell you. But do you need a multivitamin? Do you need a meal replacement shake? Do you need a pre-workout? Do you need a post-workout shake? No, you don't. If your whole food is perfect, you don't. But that's not the case for 99.9% of people because of our lifestyle, because of our environment, because of how fast paced we are, we need supplementation. Here's the one thing that you have to know, regardless of what supplement you're on, is again, kind of like food, the difference between supplements is they have to get cycled on and off. Remember, any supplement is processed. I don't care where it comes from. I don't care how clean it is. I don't care what it says on the label. If it says non-GMO, organic, produced with love, I don't care. The simple fact is whatever it was in its normal state, it was then processed and manufactured into a very convenient packet, shape, whatever, box, doesn't matter. Now, the body knows that. The body knows that a supplement is coming in. It's usually in the form of a pre-digested form, unlike food. It is pre-digested. So the body knows that. Over time, your body will adapt and become tolerant to a supplement. I don't care what supplement it is. I'll give you a perfect example. If anybody's ever taken an energy shot or a pre-workout for the first time, you were on the moon. You were literally on the moon. Then 2-3 months later, you're not on the moon anymore, and you're taking double the dose in order to feel what you felt before. Yeah. That's a clear indication of your body becoming tolerant, and it does that with every single supplement. It's not the supplement's fault. If it's a good one, it's not the supplement's fault. It's your body. We are the most adaptive machines on earth. We can all agree. I would argue, I would literally challenge anybody right now to sit down and go, think of all the supplements that you're taking, write them down on a list. Now, think back on day one when you took them, or the first week, or whatever. Could you argue that you feel exactly the same right now? Maybe not. They lose effectiveness because of your body. Not because of the supplement, because I'm now standing up for the good supplements. I know a lot of companies out there that produce some dope supplements that are like fire, and yeah. I support them and I believe in them and they're useful, but everybody's genetics are different. Some of us are going to become tolerant before others. Some of us may never, but what I've learned with working with thousands and thousands of people is most of us do. The body adapts, and it's very simple. You just got to pull them out and bring them back in. Pull them out, bring them back in. The key, and this is what we'll talk a little about this later, is listening to your body. Here's the one downside to supplements is we get in a habit and we get in a groove and we think that pattern should never change and we stop listening to our own body. It's like the worst thing you could do is eat on a timer. That's the worst thing you could do. The other worst thing you could do is just take supplements because you think you have to take them. If your body is not telling you, I want that, then don't take it. It's giving you a sign. Most of us, we don't listen to ourselves anymore. We're too far in the future or we're lost in the past and nobody is present anymore. Nobody can listen to what your body needs. And that those are the clear-cut signs of when you should pull a supplement out and when you should keep it in. Because this is the hardest part about nutrition. And this is why I will sit down and help nutritionists, dietetics, naturopathic doctors, because you can't teach this. Every human body has a different genetic makeup. Every single human. There is not one diet that is universal for everybody. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. There would be no problem. There would be one universal diet that was given to everybody. You follow that, you're good. But we're, oddly enough, there's 10,000 different diets out there and they're changing every day because the human body is so drastically different. So supplementation has to be viewed that way. It is a supplement. And if it's not working as effectively and you are using a good product, then you need to think about cycling on and cycling out, because I promise you that supplement that you were taking has the potential to be as effective as it was day one. It's not the supplement's fault, it's your body. So That's my take on supplements.
That's so good, because I take a pre-workout, M-Nitro, and I've definitely noticed. I used to get tingles and feel my heart rate race. This morning I took it and nothing really happened. And so I'm very curious. I'm going to try this out. I'm going to come off it for a little while and see what happens in my workouts when I bring it back in. So I love this. Thank you for that.
And it's so hard to take it out. There's a psychological block where you're like, man, I can't take this out. But I always go back to, look, if you cannot accomplish the same results with whole food, then you just did it all wrong. You're using the supplements because of your lifestyle, which is perfectly fine. That's why we have supplements. I'll come out with my own supplement line someday, I'm sure, and I'm going to support it. But it's all about the education, right? It's all about like, okay, I love amped nitro and I love amped power. And sometimes I'll just take the nitro out and I'll use the power and I'll drink a cup of coffee, because the coffee is a different type of caffeine than what's in the nitro. So your body's gonna go, oh wow, I haven't had this caffeine feeling for a while. You do that for like a week or two, and then you put the nitro back in, and now the nitro is even more effective than it was before because the body hasn't seen it in a while. So now you could argue your workouts are better than they would have been. You're getting more done in the gym. You could be burning more calories and getting more fit than you were before. It's easy for us to blame. Something's not working, that's the problem. Something's not working, it's supplement. Something's not working, it's food. And it's really us and our inability to just logically think, okay, take it out, put it back in. But it does happen a lot. And you know, I'll touch on shakes real quick. So if you're taking a whey-based shake, if your shake is used with whey protein, whether it's grass-fed, whether it's from this other protein company, it doesn't matter. If it's whey, your body can adapt to whey. So all you have to do is switch it to a plant-based protein. You don't even have to take the supplement completely out. So what I would tell people to do is, okay, how long have you been drinking a whey shake? Oh, a year. Okay, no problem. Take the whey out. Now replace it with a dairy-free shake. Just do it for a couple months. See how you feel. Oh man, I feel great. Well, yeah, it's because your body just adapted to the whey. It doesn't matter the quality. Now, slowly add the whey back in. Oh man, I feel fine again. Problem solved. It's literally just a matter of mixing up what the base is of your supplement. So that's always a super helpful one for people who are on meal replacement shakes and they're dairy-based, or if they're plant-based and you're vegan or vegetarian, you've been taking that pea hemp protein or rice protein or whatever, you're gonna have to take it out for a while and either just go whole food for like a month and then put it back in, and you're golden.
Oh my gosh, that is so good. And you're getting me thinking about my next order. I wonder what will happen if I take out my chocolate whey shake and put in the dairy-free version. I'm excited to play this little experiment. So we started talking about pre-workouts. We started talking a little bit about exercise. I know one of the other parts that you've talked about is exercise as being part of this lifestyle. So take us into what we need to know about exercise to be able to keep a body that we want.
So exercise is all about consistency.
Yes.
It does not matter what, now it does to a certain extent, I'll touch on that, but consistency is king when it comes to exercise. I know some people that consistently work out 3 days a week and they get phenomenal results. And I also know people that are on a 6 day a week program and they work out 3 days and 4 days and 2 days and 1 day and 5 days. The inconsistencies are what will throw you off. And it doesn't just throw your body off, but it throws your mindset off. And we'll talk about the mindset a little bit later, but the consistency in a workout puts you in a controlled environment for a few different reasons. One, it allows you to see if what you're doing is even working. So you can then increase exercise, or you can then decrease exercise if it's too much. But if you're not in a controlled environment, you do not learn about yourself. So I would always urge people, you have to do something that fits into your lifestyle. Don't go from zero to 100 and go from sitting on the couch to going to the gym 6 days a week. It's not going to work. And plus, your body's going to get burnt out really quick. You have an opportunity to utilize the shorter periods, the higher rest days, to actually yield better results. So now, talking about specific exercises, a lot of people, our natural tendency as humans, especially if you don't have a lot of history or experience working out, is to always go towards something that is cardio-based. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Cardio feels good. You sweat a little bit, heart rate gets up, you can listen to your fun music, you get in this vibe, you get in this zone. That's good. That could be good for your mental health. But at some point, it may not be the best for the goals that you're trying to achieve. I do believe in cardio. It's good for your heart. Cardio is exactly what it says. Cardiovascular is what it stands for, which is conditioning the heart. Now, a lot of people think that a little bit of cardio can lose all this fat on your body and shape all these muscles. The truth about our society and our culture today is we all want lean muscle. That's like the hot new thing. Like, if you could order lean muscle on Amazon, you'd get it primed over tomorrow. It's like an item right now. lean muscle. And I'll be the first person to tell you, lean muscle is only developed through more of a resistance style training. And what that means is actually lifting weights. And we work with primarily women. And I will tell you right now, lifting heavy weights does not make you bulky at all. Eating a lot of food and lifting weights makes you bulky. But if you're on a controlled diet, you can lift as heavy as you want and you could actually still continue to lose weight. But here's what people need to understand about exercise and especially resistance training. So if you go to the gym and you're on a workout or you do CrossFit or you have a trainer and you're doing leg press and squats and you're doing compound style, like actual exercises, I want you to remember this in your head. You do not build muscle in the gym. It does not happen. You break muscle down in the gym. The harder you work, the more muscle you break down. Now, outside of the gym is where you recover the muscle that was broken down, which then builds the lean muscle. Now, the only way to build lean muscle, and this is all going to kind of universally make sense here, is you have to have food, nutrients, supplementation that can actually absorb through the gut to repair the muscle that you broke down. So you could see synergistically as this works together, the exercise, breaking down muscle tissue, but also conditioning the heart, having supplementations that are not adapting to your body, having food that is highly absorbed due to variety. It's a perfect storm to create the ultimate transformation from a lifestyle perspective, not a on switch, off switch. It has to fit. So that's the thing. I'm a fan of all exercises. Some people will say, do this, do that, do this, do that. I think anything works as long as you can synergistically match up the food, the recovery, the supplements, and it fits into your lifestyle so you can consistently do it. You're going to win. You're going to win.
So earlier you gave us light bulb moments, but I think you just blew my mind. Like, this is everything. You tie it together so seamlessly about, you know, how the food is important, how it's important that we digest it, when we can use those supplements, how we're breaking down the muscle, and then linking those back together, because that is how we're going to build up that muscle repair, recovery, and growth. If we're not eating proteins, if we're not eating carbohydrates that are going to take that muscle and heal it after we broke it down, we are not going to get that lean muscle development. So you blew my mind. You put it together so articulately. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh. So in the short amount of time we have left, let's turn it over to the top things you think about when you think of mindset to help our listeners get and keep this body.
Mindset's a very important one, because what mindset's going to do is it's going to allow you to take everything that I just told you, food, supplements, and exercise. And the mindset shift is going to allow you to take on a perspective. And the perspective is everything. The perspective is what literally controls the chemistry of your body. It controls when you feel sad, when you're happy, when you're motivated, when you're unmotivated, because any given situation in your life can be looked at from one perspective or the other. So it's very important to develop and create a perspective on all of this. And this is the number one thing that will change everything for you. And it's one of the most important things when it comes to this industry of dieting, weight loss, health and fitness. And it's this: it's no matter what you do, you need to decide whether it was good, whether it was a good experience or a bad experience. It's a learning experience. You don't know what works for you until you do something that doesn't work. We're all going down this path and we all have this end goal. We have this end result. Now, when you first start off, the path is bumpy and it's wide. And most people are swaying side to side. They get pulled one way and they get pulled the other way and pulled the other way, but they're still going down the same, they're still going in the same direction. Now, you're gonna have to do things that don't work in order to learn what does work. Now, when you do things that don't work, they're gonna narrow the path and you're gonna get to your end result faster because you're gonna learn what doesn't work. Now, here's the problem that most people have is when something doesn't work, they get upset, they get mad, they think that they wasted their time. And what they do is they try to erase it from their memory. And that's the worst thing you can do, because those moments of failure, those moments of things that didn't work out the way you thought they were gonna work, there's a learning experience there to be able to sit down and go, okay, if this worked for somebody and then I tried it and it didn't work, there's a reason it didn't work for my body. So I need to figure out what that was, because if you figure that out, the next thing that you choose is going to be based on that experience, which can then enhance the next experience. Otherwise, you may just choose something that doesn't work again, and then choose something that doesn't work again. It's called the yo-yo diet. And you keep choosing these different things, and you never really sat back to go, well, you know what? In that diet, actually, I realized that there was a lot of gluten. Maybe I'm sensitive to gluten. Maybe I should go get a food test. Oh my God, I'm sensitive to gluten. Oh my God, I need to take gluten out of my diet. When before, you'd have just said, oh, that diet didn't work. Screw that diet. I'm going to go do this diet because that girl looks good and she did this diet, so I'm going to do it. And that diet has gluten in it too. And then the next diet also has gluten. And in your mind, you're just having this negative experience and it just sucks. But you could have identified what wasn't working. So from a mindset perspective, if you have a good experience, why? If you had a bad experience, why? And you are going to build a blueprint of your experiences that are going to get you to your end result faster, because nobody's going to do it for you. None of my programs are going to do it. No shakes are going to do it. No coach is going to do it. No personal trainer is going to do it. You are going to do it. We can all agree we are all different on the inside. We all have different genetic profiles. So only you can create that lifestyle blueprint. There is no life. You notice that there's no lifestyle diet. There's not one out there. There's not one, because only you can create it. And that's the blueprint of all the things that didn't work and all the things that did work, and creating that experience for you. Because here's the other thing, guys, like if your goal is to lose 100 pounds or 20 pounds or look good in a bathing suit or whatever the case may be, when you get to that end result, you're never done. You're never done. Nobody ever just gets there and goes, you know what? I'm going to kick my feet up. Life is good. I reached my goal. Like, I'm just going to live my life out on a beach in Mexico and drink Coronas. Like, that never happens. You reach the end goal and you go, what's next? And what you start to realize, the only reason I'm saying this is because I have a lot of, I've literally been dieting for 16 years. Like, literally, I've not stopped for 16 years straight. And I will tell you this, the journey and the experience is everything. And when you have that perspective of your body as a science project and you're like, oh my God, that didn't work, but I'm going to figure out why it didn't work. And then the next time it's going to work and I'm going to apply this and I'm going to do this. The experience is all that matters, because when you get to that goal, you're like, okay, that's cool. I lost 20 pounds. Now I want to put on muscle. Now I want to lose more. Now I want to look like that. So the mindset shift of perspective from good and bad experiences will drastically change your results and how fast you get there. That's my advice on mindset.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. And I liked how you talked about using these experiences to give us a blueprint. And I think you just gave us such a great blueprint about how to live this lifestyle in a way that does encompass the food, the supplements, the exercise, and the mindset. And you put those all together so well. So thank you so much for every tidbit in there that was so useful, well articulated, easy for, I think, all of us to understand. I mean, obviously, you know a lot, but you're so great at just explaining it in a way that makes sense, which is so useful. So often you talk to people and you're like, I don't know what you're saying and I don't know why I should do that. So thank you so much. Well, is there one final thought, one final thing that you think we should know that I haven't asked you about that you do want the listeners to know today?
You know what? The only thing that I would ask of everybody is to, if you got to re-listen to this again, like, just write it down, man. Write this stuff down and see, use it and see if it applies to you. You will be shocked at the things that you will identify about yourself, because this is a journey of self-discovery. That's what this whole health and wellness, want to look better, want to exercise, it's all to better yourself. And the only way you're gonna really get anything out of this is if you discover it, not me. I'm not going to discover it for you, and nor do you want that. You know what I mean? It's like somebody winning the lottery. When somebody's just handing them the money, you never hear from them again, because they didn't learn how to build it. So when you need to learn how to build it, build the blueprint for your body, and just start listening to your body. Trust your body, trust your intuition. Stop being too far in the future or living in the past. Be present and you will have the journey of your lifetime going forward. I can promise you guys that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Thank you for that. And I know I'm going to listen to this again. So I hope everybody else does too, because there's so much good here. And I think, you know, I love what you just said. Let's have the journey of a lifetime while we're doing it. So thank you so much, Will.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. I hope all of your listeners get a lot out of it.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions. So please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.